This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah. This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation. We yes. here again.
Yeah.
We are
once
again. In this motherfucker.
For the 200 and something time.
Something.
In the row.
Thank you for your commitment. That shit is like almost damn near college.
Nigga, we syndicated.
Yeah, we in here. We out here, in here, everywhere. I told you I ran into a cat in the bank who was listening to the shit as I walked up. He said, oh, shit. He pointed to his phone. I said, oh, okay. Nigga, we in the up embassy at that.
No doubt.
So shout out to you, my friend. I feel good. How you feeling, man?
I've been feeling real good, man. Summer is, you know, winding down, but okay. It ain't feeling like it's letting up.
Okay.
You know, the heat index is rising.
Yeah, this heat is oppressive. It's back on. You know, it's so funny, too, because I just said maybe a week ago I was in the elevator, you know, small talking, and to the one lady, you know, weather talk, and she was like, yo, I'm happy that it's finally getting cool. I said, let's not speak too soon. We still in August. You know what I mean? These are the dog days of summer.
Right.
And sure enough, that heat came back like, nigga, who the fuck did you think was going anywhere until at least like October 14th?
No doubt. Yeah, so that, you know, the heat is oppressive, but, you know.
Out of shit.
I feel like, okay, got a couple more weeks. Maybe, one more weekend after this? This is last weekend?
Of what? Of our August?
Yeah.
This is it. We're going into September this weekend.
Yeah, man. So try to get it in while I'm here.
Okay.
It seems like I ain't been here most of the weekends in the summer.
Oh, you know.
I'm just saying. I'm here, so it's like, you know, I want to get it in. You know
this is Labor Day weekend,
yeah.
Right? Okay, yeah. So what you doing?
I don't know. I ain't even had time to think about the shit. When I got back
don't think too hard.
Saturday. Uh-huh. No, I got back late Friday night. Our block party was Saturday, so that was cool.
You missed it or caught it?
Nah, I caught it. Okay. I was right on time. It was a little late. I had to, you know, go catch up on the groceries and shit for.
What was the record?
Nah, it wasn't no music like that.
Oh, it was just intermingling?
It's our, you know, our neighborhood block party, so you might have somebody playing house out the window or somebody playing some, you know what I mean? Okay. The youngsters playing hip-hop down there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, we ain't have
I could dig it. Civilized.
Yeah, it's a civil block party. It's us. It's
a function.
But Spike had his block party right around the corner.
So you can hear his shit from the
block?
Nah.
It's more like 3-4 blocks down.
Okay.
So it was a little further down. So it was festive, and it was Afropunk.
Good.
So, you know, it's like
Afropunk just happened.
Yeah, you know, it's like it's like a black holiday weekend. Afropunk, Spike Lee, always the same weekend.
Shit.
And then I think our block party has fallen on that weekend a couple of years.
Right.
So all that was going on in Brooklyn. So it felt like summertime Brooklyn.
Right. You got the whole mixtape.
I didn't, but I got my part of it.
You got enough, though. You got a piece. You said you got the block party. Mm-hmm. You could hear, or not hear, but you was in the vicinity.
Yeah, you could, but see, you had different people falling through because they was already around there. My homeboy Steve came through.
Okay.
I know him from Miami. We grew up together.
Okay.
Like, it's third grade.
Oh, wow.
So.
That's dope.
He lives in Queens and shit, so he was like, yo, I'm in your hood.
Oh, that's what's up.
And then he came through. So, you know, that was cool, man. That's my wife had her people come through. It's always good because she like to entertain.
Okay.
So.
Oh, this is at the crib.
Yeah, it's my party in front of your house.
Oh, in front of the, okay, in front of the crib.
Yeah, so, so you know, my wife likes to make a concoction. You know what I'm saying? I guess she's getting nice with her drink concoction.
What was this one?
It was, you know, some shit she been experimenting with. It's like a sangria, but it's like, it's not all wine. It's like she been doing this thing where she been mixing the rosé wine with the whiskey. And then, you know, do all the other little fruit fruitiness that goes on with it. I don't know how she do it. I can't give away a recipe.
Crisp.
Yeah, but brother, people fuck with it. I don't really like drinking those kind of drinks, but everybody loved it. Everybody had a good time and then was lit.
Why not? Why don't you like, you just feel like it's like Jungle Punch?
I don't really fuck with hard liquor.
Okay.
Anyway, you know what I'm saying? So
you really don't.
So you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, and I don't like the fruitiness. You know what I mean? I just
right. You don't like all
I'll be having a beer. Yeah, give me a
keep it simple.
You know what I'm saying? If I do get on some liquor, I've discovered Tito's.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like I ain't, you know, that's some new shit to
how'd
the world.
How'd you discover this?
I was in Miami and friends was having it. Uh-huh. And I ended up, you know what I'm saying, drinking with them and talking shit. And, you know what I'm saying, like one of them happy talk shits.
Yeah.
I think I talked too much shit. I think I offended somebody, but, you know, my bad.
Drunk Muhammad is a motherfucker. He's a motherfucker.
What you
get spicy. Son.
What you mean, dog?
Say some slides, some slick shit, dog. Yeah, that ass. You're a funny motherfucker. Now you get fucked.
What you talking about, man?
You can get loose. When you on some real hard liquor, though, it's a different type of... It's a different type of drunk. That's true. Everybody
man,
got
what I be doing, though?
Way more outspoken. Like, it's be declarative. They say it's some wild, like, oh shit. This nigga's on stage. He's doing his thing.
Yeah, I was shit. Doing my thing, and then, it, you know what I'm saying? I think I took it too far.
Oh, man. That's
but,
funny.
But, you know, I think it's all good.
Is it good, though?
I said some slick shit. But I wasn't even really trying to be mean or nothing. I was just talking some shit.
Just riding.
Yeah. But, you know, like we talked about how, you know, how you have different liquors for...
Yeah.
That give you a different vibe.
You know, Tito.
That Tito give you, you know what I'm saying, it's a little fun, little vibe.
Yeah, Tito. Shout out to Tito. People fuck with Tito's.
Yeah, it's fun. Tito's. I mean, yeah, it's like a happy, drunk.
Yeah.
It's like Alizé was.
Wow.
Remember Alizé used to be happy.
Yeah, that was fun. It's a good time for the drinks, you know. Like the summertime is definitely winter. Winter's brown liquor weather, but the summer's where you'll try a little concoction. You'll try a little. Oh, what kind of shit is this? Oh, what's this? All right, fuck it. I'll try it. What's this mixed with? Oh shit! As long as this shit is crisp,
right?
Nice crisp summer taste. Mm-hmm. Like I don't really fuck with gin too much outside of the summer, good gin and what is this shit that I fucked with? Is it not gin and grapefruit?
Right.
That shit is official. It don't taste like gin. It don't really give you the gin taste.
I can't fuck with no gin. That's in college. That's what we used to rock with.
Yeah.
The Naughty Head, Seagram's Gin.
Uh-huh. That's the shit with all the bumps on it. Yeah,
Naughty Head.
You know it's fucked up when the shit like that. That's a problem.
Man, it was fun at first, but then I started to realize, that's why I don't even really fuck with hard liquor like that. Mm. Like gin make me, you know what I'm saying, it'd be one of them drunks where you be ready to fight.
Yeah.
You're like, you know, I'm too old to be fucking fighting. Yeah, and even feeling like fighting. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, and that fucking...
If you feeling like fighting, it need to be protecting my kids or some shit, my wife.
Can't just be just us.
Just on a weekend.
Nigga, off that gin.
You know what I'm saying? Just off that gin, ready to fight somebody.
What happened? He was off that gin. Well, what was the reason?
I don't even
Nigga,
know.
Nigga, he was off that gin.
That's how that shit make you feel, boy. That shit, boy, you having that little terror right in the middle of your forehead, like a little terror.
Oh, man,
I don't mess with no gin.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that was our college drink of choice, boy.
Yeah.
Half gallon every weekend.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? Between the crew.
Yeah.
And shit.
That was the go.
It was an instant party.
That was the go-to. Yeah, I don't think we was ever in college. I don't think we were ever dedicated to a drink. It was whatever was around. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If it was this for free, we was fucking with that. If this person brought that through. I remember we had, shout out to my man Donovan. I think it might have been Donovan and a couple of his peoples. They used to do these like, I think they were like based on the Irish car bomb, but it was some shit, basically some old bug out shit with some beer, some type of liquor. You light the shit on fire, you drop the shit in the thing, and then you throw the shit back. That shit was stupid. It was no real reason for it just to do it. You know what I mean? Just it was some like man versus food type shit.
Right.
Had niggas folded, throwing up. Cause that's the thing. I think in college, yeah, that's I stumbled through my drink. I think we talked about that shit here. I was trying anything. I remember we had a Jim Beam moment. Niggas got twisted, threw up. That's how I know I don't fuck with some shit. After I throw up, I take it off the list.
Yeah, you don't even want to smell.
Yeah, you smell like the throw. Like, I can't fuck with Jim Beam to this day. I don't fuck with Wild Turkey. Some wild shit. Some niggas too old to be out here fighting type dumb shit. So I don't fuck with Wild Turkey no more. But,
shit.
Yeah, man.
I was in L.A.
Yeah.
And, I was fucking with DJ Clean, and he had a little set at a bar somewhere.
Okay.
So after the effing joint, we rolled over there, and then he got on the wheels, and then the dude who owned the spot, at the end of the night, he did this shit, you know what I'm saying? He was like, y'all want shots?
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I don't really, you know, like I said, I don't really fuck with that shit.
Right.
But he wasn't doing it with tequila. He was doing it with some other shit. That
Fireball?
It wasn't Fireball. It was some coffee shit, but he lit the shit on fire.
Okay.
He had them bitches. He did a whole fire show.
Right.
And then every time you went to go, he like, don't touch it yet.
Take it easy.
And then after he lit them all on fire, they all on fire, he was like, he passed everybody a straw. He was like, all right, now take this straw and drink that shit as fast as you can.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying?
The fuck?
And the shit is on fire. So it's like
an initiation.
Right, so it's on fire, so you want to listen to the rules.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like a way to get you to drink that shit fast without fucking around.
Hilarious.
So you put that shit,
yeah,
that shit was cool.
The fire make you pay attention to it.
Yeah, and it wasn't the type of liquor that, you know what I'm saying, that was, you know, that was hard to go down. It's pretty smooth to go down. So
yeah,
that shit went down real quick. Put that shit was still on fire.
That's cool.
I like that shit. He had done lit the whole bar on fire with that shit.
That's the shit.
To the point where the people down there were like, what the fuck? I want that.
People, that's the shit. Shit is a spectacle now. Shit is a spectacle. A lot of these bars, I went to one bar, they were serving a drink in an old handbag. Nigga, the shit was in an old handbag. I don't know what was in the shit.
Like a purse?
They like a purse. The shit was like a fucking a handbag. There was one, they gave you the shit.
And you drink it from the hand? You take it out the handbag and drink it?
I guess you take it out. All I saw was on the person's, or the bar in front of the person. I said, what the fuck is that? And then I ordered some shit where they took the thing out and there's all types of steam. And it's, you know, they should have had it in like a flute or a shoe. It's just a weird shit.
I mean, it's nothing in a shoe.
Not like a real shoe, but like it looks like a shoe. You know, but there's some interesting shit to get drunk to. Niggas is drinking out of foreign objects.
No doubt.
Anyway. Yeah, shit, man. This weekend I was up in the Catskills.
Okay.
On a little getaway. That shit was fun, man. I like getting up there.
Like a vacation getaway?
Yeah, like a little vacation, man.
You
the lady.
Had quite a few vacations this year. Barcelona. Where else you went this year?
I don't know. Barcelona, Madrid. I mean, I was in, where?
You went to Sag Harbor right quick, right?
Nah, but that was last year.
That was last year?
That was last year. Oh. That was, yeah, that shit is, you know, you, nigga, you out here.
I be working.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, well, shit. So I went up there. I've been up there. This is, maybe not the second week. I don't think this was, maybe it's the second year in a row that I went up there.
Oh, this way you had the Airbnb last time.
Yeah. Okay. This time we did a bed and breakfast type of thing.
Okay.
Which is interesting. I've never done that before. Mm-hmm. It was a dope spot. But it just feels like you can kind of almost feel like that antisocial roommate. You know what I mean? Because if you just go into your shit. Like, so, since it's people that are we're sharing this spot. And it's not anything to where you even have to interact heavy. There's like a couple areas where there's like a little bar type thing. Real cool.
Mm-hmm.
You always feel like you gotta poke your head and say, hey, hey, you know, one of those. What up, y'all? You know, right. I don't even know everybody's name, but I see y'all. We living in this bitch.
Right.
You know what I mean? So go there. Spot was cool. Spot was real cool. But I just like going up that area, like Hudson Valley shit, just for the fact. Those roads, the shit is just open road. It looks like the the car commercials when they just zipping down these, all of the greenery off to the side and then the fucking swerving ass, the little corkscrew ass up to the mountains driving. That shit is great. Went to the, and then we was just on some country shit. You know, went to the county fair, the Dutchess County Fair. Did that. That was fun, you know. Did a little fair, eat some bullshit, walk around. What else did we do? They had drive-ins up there. They didn't go to the drive-in, though, because they had kind of, they had some whack movies playing. yeah, the movie game was in. It wasn't. But the deal was pretty good. Actually, we're gonna. It was so much shit to do. You got to drive, like, 30 miles everywhere, though. You know what I mean? Not 30 miles, but, like, 30 minutes everywhere. So it was, like, one of those type of things where it's, like, you chilling. We had a little fire pit at the spot.
Okay.
So the fire pit.
Did
fire.
A bonfire and shit?
Yeah, a little small little bonfire.
With everybody or just you and your lady?
At first, me and my lady was up there. Then another couple came up there. Then another couple came up there. We was just chopping it up, bugging out. It was cool, you know? It was some cool out shit. It was chill. It was a good time, man. I'll put you under the spot. It's nice. Shit real picturesque.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Is it old style or is it... Is it new shit?
Yeah, it's official. It ain't no creaky, nasty shit.
Not nasty,
but it ain't super creaky and rustic.
Rustic. It's
neo-rustic.
You know what it is?
Yeah. You know what it is? Because they got another part to it is glamping, which is the new
shit.
Right. So it's that wave, okay. Which is cool. I'm not with it.
The rustic.
So, yeah,
and then see my wife don't like no rustic shit.
Yeah.
She, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, she'll tolerate it, but if she had a choice.
Right. Yeah, my lady same way. She ain't really, I'm be honest, I don't really like a whole lot of rustic shit. Unless it's some money involved, I've been on some gigs where they had I was living off the grid type shit. They nigga living in a trap house doing comedy. But if it's my preference, I like some nice shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it got the nice appeal. Shit is fly. You dig it. Little cool place to go get something to eat and shit. It was real, real lazy weekend. I was all the way and then I'm off my Instagram.
You're off your Instagram.
So I'm like kind of plugged out a little bit, right. You know? And got back on Monday, and I'm combing through the Twitter like a minefield because I didn't watch Power, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, let's wait till we get back to the crib, watch Power, like we typically do. So we went. Well, I get a fucking text from a family member who leads with a Power spoiler.
Mm.
Nigga, text me.
As you about to watch it.
Nigga, I've been avoiding this shit for damn near at least 12 hours.
Nigga say, fuck your social media. Yeah. I'm going direct.
Straight word.
To your pocket.
I just feel like, yeah, nigga, straight to the... And you go and hit the text, it's always unprimed. There's no, like...
Hiding from the text.
Nah, there's no, like, FOIA. There's no little hissing. Listen, this is going to be of graphic nature. There's a spoiler alert. Nah, none of that disclaimer shit is straight. It was like, yo, you think 50 dead for real or nah? Nigga. You don't think that was that bad?
No, I'm saying that's terrible. That's the worst. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he don't even...
Nigga, hit me with it. Did you see Power?
Exactly.
That's the everybody. That's just the courtesy. Did you see Power?
Right.
Before you text any crazy shit, any plot points, did you see Power?
Did you go ahead and watch it?
Yeah, I watched it. I didn't tell my lady, so I let her... You know, enjoy the shit.
Enjoy yourself.
Exactly.
Then you would have thought you saw it with somebody else. Oh, yeah. Where'd you watch it then?
Exactly. It's in the cabin. But that shit was, it was quite the episode.
Yeah, it was, man. I think, you know.
Let's talk about it.
I mean, you know, I will say this.
What will you say?
I started watching Snowfall.
Ah, shit. I almost tweeted.
So Power was like, you know what I'm saying? It didn't have the same texture. So, you know what I'm saying? When 50 got in the shootout, it was some action. I was like, okay.
Right.
I could see, because he's been saying the whole season, like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going back.
Yeah, but now you ain't even looking at Power with the same enthusiasm, huh? Well, we're going to get into Snowfall.
No, I ain't ready to talk about Snowfall. I'm just saying. Power. With Power, yeah, I mean, they just got so many loose ends, man. I'm interested to see where they gonna go. Like, this is a start of a new journey without Kanan. You know what I'm saying? Is Dre going to jail? Like, what's going on with, like, they left the head in there.
Oh, right.
Is Dre going to jail? Is he operating as,
which they would be super anticlimactic.
Right. Are they starting off fresh? Like, what's going on? This is very General Hospital.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It is very All My Children.
Right. It's a definite soap opera.
So, but, you know, Tyreek, he going to start his own empire?
Shout out to Chris Lambert. He said Tyreek is the most diabolical villain on television. Wow, that's a hot take. I don't like Tyreek.
Diabolical.
Said, that's what I'm going to give him the full quote. Make sure I quote his motherfucking correctly. Tyreek is the diabolical best villain on TV. Wow.
I mean, it was interesting because, you know, at the time when 50 was shooting the police and Tyreek was back there scared.
Scared of the motherfucker. Like, this wasn't supposed to happen this way.
And 50 looked him in the eye and then shot the last one.
That was gangster.
Like, yeah.
That shit was gangster.
What you thought this was, man.
Yeah, man. Damn.
So, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I wonder how he's going to process that going forward.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting to see him process, you know, his transition into the gangster life.
I feel like he's had at least two transitions into the gangster life.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, he's been kidnapped. He's been a victim. He's part of the crew.
Well, in 4 or 5,
got his sister killed. You know what I'm saying?
He killed
the nigga.
He killed it. That's where I started it. He got his first body, right? And then he's taking clothes off, throwing it in the incinerator. Then he's the cause. He evades being killed. He's given mercy, basically, by demonstrated killer, right. Like, he, listen, I just want to let you know, this is how I could have killed you.
Right.
Pow! Like, damn, for the cop to just be an exclamation in another nigga conversation. You know what I mean? He like, yo, I could have, pow! That could have been you, my nigga, but you stay cool.
Right.
I see you on the other side.
On the other side. The crazy shit of the show was when 50 said to him, he said, he was like, well, man, how could you kill somebody you love like that? And then he was like, some people say you ain't a killer till you do.
Nigga.
Like, damn. That's an induction into that's induction to the dark side. Like, that's all the way.
Drink a cup of blood after that type
you know
of shit.
What I'm saying? Like,
that shit is super evil. I can't wait to hear that in somebody bars.
Like, was
that was a bar. That was the realest shit ever. Damn.
Like, damn, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
some say you're not a killer until, damn.
Until you do. Is he said Ghost to get killed?
I don't know. I mean.
Now, Ghost and Tommy going through that little thing. But it looks like they're going to straighten that out.
I hope so.
Because in the previews for next week, it looked like Tasha was explaining why she did it like that in front of Ghost and Tommy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Tommy is, as erratic as he is, he's got unlimited patience for Ghost. As much as, you know, he's like, they all do. Tasha, Angela, Tommy.
But
no, only Tariq. Maybe Tariq. Like, everybody is like, Ghost, you fucked up again.
But
I can't go nowhere else.
His fuck-ups always be to kind of save the Enterprise. For the most part.
He aims high. He fucks up in spectacular fashion. Right. The nigga's always jumping from the foul line.
But he not a fuck up. He's like the dude that always had it under control. He did some wild shit to get it under control.
Yeah, but his communication is horrible.
But how you gonna communicate? I'm about to do some real foul shit.
Well, nigga, we all do real foul shit. That's part of the Enterprise.
Because if he told Tommy, he wouldn't be able to get it done. If he told Tasha, he wouldn't be able to get it done.
If from the door, if they moved on a similar core.
He know, see, the thing about Ghost is,
he looking out for Ghosts. He don't
independent. I think that's how they processing it. But really, Ghost is trying to make the smartest move. And a lot of times, Tommy don't want to make the smartest move.
Right.
He want to make the move with your feeling.
Right.
Tasha, she still got a lot of pride and ego in the game herself.
Right.
She don't want to make the smartest move. She want to make the move that you're supposed to make for the streets.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So Ghost a lot of times is looking at it like, you know what? I'm gonna bust this move. You know what I'm saying? We'll figure that shit out later. Because if we do it that way, that's not gonna be right. If we do it that way, that's not gonna be right. So I'm gonna do it this way and then get this shit done.
I'm not even mad. All right.
Because I know who I'm dealing with at the time.
I agree to that. I agree that he might be the most level-headed out the three, right? But at the same time, I would respect him more if he articulated that shit and these niggas just had, and people just had to defer. He had to be the de facto boss rather than every so often you do some extreme shit behind my back and then say, yo, my bad, I forgot to tell you, but I had to kill three motherfuckers that you was dealing with. You know what I mean? It's like, damn, fam, why you ain't, what the fuck? You could have told us.
I did, we all tell of this shit you, together. Because a lot of times he do tell them. He do tell Tommy, like, look, man, we don't do that shit or da-da-da-da-da. Tommy, go ahead, move forward with what he doing. And then he like, you know what? Let me figure out how to get this shit under control without Tommy knowing, you know?
Right.
Now, of course, we're looking at it from the point of view of everybody because it's a show.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, you know, he just be doing what need to be done in a, you know what I'm saying, sometimes in a way that's not kosher.
You know what? I've almost, between all of the snags and double backs and hang-ups, you can almost lose sight of what his true goal is. Now, is his true goal just to obviously get out the game, to be clean, become a legit businessman? Now he got to open his center to salute his daughter who died.
I don't really understand. That's the part I don't really get, right? You know what I'm saying? He got the clubs, which was his way out.
Right.
To be.
What's the center about? I mean, the I understand.
The center, you know what I'm saying? He building this building, but this one building is supposed to, it's not going to give you the money you need. I mean, it's like,
it's gonna cost you money.
I mean, like, what are we doing?
Serena Bell.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we doing? Like, it seems like he's so he's so caught up with that he not making no sense. And I understand that's the point. That's supposed to be, I guess, the point of the plot line. It just don't seem like that project is heavy enough to pull that draw.
Nah,
because this cat is, you know what I'm saying? This is a cat that's about money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And okay, you can get money with the community and with doing some development, but it can't be about that one. You know what I'm saying? You got to be doing multiple projects and, you know what I'm saying, putting clubs in them bitches or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, shit.
You know what I'm saying? Doing your business.
The Dead Daughter Dance Academy.
No, man. Damn.
That's what
the Dead Daughter. Nah, man. What the fuck? Okay, nah, his main business is the club. So, you know what I'm saying? Build buildings. Like, what the other cat doing? What's the white man? Stern.
Oh, yeah.
What's Stern doing?
Right.
I thought he wanted to be Stern.
I thought he was trying to be. I thought he was trying to scale up.
Right.
I didn't think he was trying to, but I think. I don't understand how he. That's what I'm saying. That detour is such a detour too. Because you want to be the man in Queens. I understand you want to salute your daughter and Tate got holdings in Queens that legitimizes you in your old neighborhood.
I think what they're doing is that they're selling, like, Tate sold them this dream that, okay, boom, you'll be giving back to the neighborhood. It'll give you the legitimacy after coming out of prison. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So we supposed to still be holding on to it. He just got out of jail. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so this was supposed to put him back on the map, make him back legit and all that.
Right.
It just don't seem like a heavy enough draw
fresh
at this point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's the same quandrum that Stringer Bell was in on The Wire.
Yeah.
With the politicians stringing them into these real estate, these situations. And
it's just legitimacy. It never looks as sexy as the underworld on television.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean? It's,
I mean, in real life either.
Yeah, but
you had to have discipline. You had to change your life for real. Like, you know, it ain't going to be what it was unless you start a label. You know what
I mean? I guess that could be that. Go ahead.
I wasn't about to say nothing.
We could go back to it for a second, but just speaking of like a label and shit, that just made me think, did you see that Birdman apologize to Lil Wayne publicly on the mic?
Wayne in the same position as Ghost.
What you mean?
He's just getting strung along every which way.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? He get his money from Baby, then Baby apologize 10 years later after starving you to death.
Right.
I mean, I wonder how he's supposed to feel. Like, I'm supposed to accept this shit?
In front of all
like,
these motherfuckers.
You know what I'm saying? Like, do I supposed to sign with Cash Money again?
Nah.
Nah, man.
Good seeing you,
You should have apologized and gave me my money 10 years ago. Yeah, whatever the however fucking long it's been.
Anyway.
That's like an old, sad song. You know what I'm saying? Like, watching a movie, like, with somebody getting abused and shit.
Yeah.
Then they finally get on their feet, get a new husband and shit. And then you come back
at the grocery store.
You know, I apologize for all that I put you through. I wasn't in my right mind. And then, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be us for life, you know. what's mine is yours for life, baby. Right. Be like, man, go on. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Oh, shit. Parting power thoughts. Proctor disappointed me.
Proctor always been disappointing.
Really?
Why you think he disappointed you though? He didn't go at them. He chose not to go at them.
He chose not to, but he's breaking down. I always kind of felt like Proctor was solid. Proctor was like, he was like, tell me a little bit. He'll be like, don't tell me that.
Well, Tommy killed the motherfucker in his kitchen, nigga.
Yeah, but and he even held that. I mean,
he kept that motherfucking laptop, though.
Right.
When he put the laptop in the safe deposit after Tommy told him to get rid of the shit, and Ghost told Tommy to get rid of the shit himself.
Yeah.
But Tommy let Proctor go ahead and take care of that.
Oh, because who killed the, well, who did that? Was that Ghost?
Kill who?
What was on the laptop again? They were killing somebody in his apartment. They killed.
Nah, he killed him in the apartment after they knew about the recording. But
right, he lured the guy to the recording, stabbed him in Proctor's house. Right. Proctor had to clean the shit up. But who did that? That was Tommy.
Tommy did that.
Okay, Tommy did that. Right.
But they was talking about another killing they did on that damn laptop.
Talking about the one they did in the woods.
Lobos. Damn.
Was that Lobos in the woods?
Yeah, that was Lobos.
Was that the killing? It's so many killings.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of killings.
Like,
them niggas is killing.
They get the kill on. But, I mean, even my man in the alley, I forgot his name. Clyde or something.
Who, the drunk?
The drunk.
Oh, shout out to him. Think about the drunk.
Oh, look at that. Yo, was that you?
Consequential. Like, what the fuck?
Nah, man. Shout out to my man, Duke. He was telling me the story. It was like, he said somehow there was a situation. Cops pulled up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a guy confessed to, like, shaking another dude down to the cops. And the cop looked like, the fuck? What? And he was like, no, he was a crackhead. Don't worry about it. As if, since he a crackhead, just like how you was, what would you just say?
Call him a drunk.
Yeah, it's like a drunk nigga. Nobody need to know his name. He was, fuck it. Shout out to that guy. I'm not shouting the guy. I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying.
I mean,
right
he
now.
Was a character. He was not.
What
a,
I'm saying
he,
is, it's just another footnote killing.
Yeah, but it was a random rando. It wasn't like part of the plot line.
No, I mean, but they made it a point to give the nigga a name and a name tag.
Right, because you know they was showing Ghost was losing his fucking mind.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's another exclamation, another piece of punctuation.
Right. You know what I mean? In the show.
Yeah.
Nothing to it.
Oh man.
You know what I mean? But speaking of killings and shit.
Oh, shit.
I caught up on the snowfall.
Talk to me,
and
man.
And the people been, you know what I'm saying? Well, since you tried to tell me, I've been getting the DMs. And you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Haitian Pele on Twitter.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Who actually gave a brother some codes to get through to the situation.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? Helped me solve
cheat
a problem.
Cheat codes.
Yeah, gave me some cheat codes.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's official.
I binged that shit. I'm caught up.
Yeah.
I'm caught up.
Talk to me.
Yeah, man.
How you feeling?
I love that shit.
That shit all,
that shit is official, man. Like, I just like that the actors are super strong.
Uh-huh.
I like that they're close to being, you know what I'm saying, authentic to the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I still always bug out on Hollywood haircuts and shit. Like,
a little fro.
Yeah, why that shit gotta be a fake? He could have grew a regular fro.
Maybe, you know, maybe not.
He could have grew anywhere, man.
Depending on how much they paying him.
No, I'm saying.
He might be doing another thing.
Yeah. But it's just like, you know what I'm saying, when you see the little fake fro, you know. But
Yeah.
But the acting helps you forget it. Just like with Old Dog in Menace. Uh-huh. Like, he had weave, basically, uh-huh. in his head. Like, you know what uh-huh. I'm saying? Extensions and shit. Like,
yeah.
who does that? But his acting was so goddamn good.
You forgot all about it.
You gave that a pass. You let that go. Uh-huh. You suspended your reality for that.
Yeah.
So, I love that shit.
Yeah.
Because the texture is right. I mean, they
that
do
shit it. Look like a film.
It's definitely like a film. It's just, you could see the main character's growth yeah. and progression into it. Like, and it's just like growing up and crack hitting the neighborhood, right?
Uh-huh.
Hitting the city.
Uh-huh.
And you see guys who was, you know, a few months ago, regular guys.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Cats you was in class with, like, you know yeah. what I'm saying? Like,
that was your peer.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
Financially.
Cat from the basketball court. Not even financially.
All your life. You know all your life.
Yeah, you know this cat. And you see, like, when that shit come into play, it's mm-hmm. the same person, mm-hmm. but he's using his skills
mm-hmm.
in a different way, and he has to process a lot differently.
Yeah.
But it's the same dude, and you can see, that's like how you know how a dude will move, because you know him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, he moving through the game, and you see it, and it's like, you watch cats change and turn into a different thing, but it's the same person.
Right.
So I think they capture that very well. One of the things I really like how they did, because you never really see it like this in film and shit, like when they show people hit crack for the first time,
uh-huh.
now usually people bug out and uh-huh. their eyes be bugging. It's yeah. like a wild eyed thing.
Right.
But the way that they did it, that shit authentically shows how people describe how it feels to smoke crack for the first time.
Mm.
Like, I ain't never smoked crack.
No.
But I've heard people say, okay. like, you ask people, like, nigga, why do you do this? Like,
yeah.
like, nah. He was like, motherfuckers always be like, you just chasing that first time.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. The first time you hit that shit is crazy. It's like,
yeah.
better than sex.
It's intense.
And then you try, you know what I'm saying? From that point on, you just trying to feel like that again. But you never really get there again.
Right. I mean, that's pretty much the commercial for all the drugs. For the most part, but I have heard, I've never seen in my lifetime somebody smoke crack for the first time. I've seen people smoking crack, but I've never seen somebody, so I don't, you know, but right. I've heard the testimonial, like this right. shit is immediate, like it's like, and it's almost like, you know how, I was at the fair, so you know how you got the shit, we got to show how strong you are, we right. hit the fucking thing, but bing, and that shit right. go, whoop, that's, it looked like that's how that shit,
right.
it hits you like, bow, right there, like a fucking punch.
Right.
But then, it should have, like, I guess it, but you know what, that's so many people's interaction with so many drugs.
Right.
Like, I hear that about DMT. That shit is like.
What the fuck is that?
DMT is some, I don't even know what it is. It's one of them crazy drugs that, like, fuck with your brain. But it, like, we'll get mad on research, but it's one of them, it's like psycho, oh, you know what I mean?
Like an acid or some shit.
Like, yeah, like a trip type of thing.
Right.
And then it's like, yo, my fucking mind was blown, and I seen things differently, and the next thing you know, you're doing it again. Maybe your mind wasn't as blown.
You want to see it again.
You want to see it again. It's like a fucking roller coaster.
But now your mind too fucking spread out.
That
now
you got grooves in this shit.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to never come back to the same place no more. That shit is too stretched out.
Yeah, just ashy on the block with a nasty T-shirt that's exactly. too stretched out.
So I like the story. Now, from seeing the context to how they led up to the rape scene.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Not that it right. made you it, walked not, in on you.
Yeah, when I walked in, it was the episode of the rape right. scene. It was like,
but seeing how it led up to it.
Like, you know, how he started and got to that point.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Let me understand it a lot better. And from watching it from that point on, and even in that scene, that actor that plays that guy that got raped,
yeah,
he did that. Man, that man, he did a great job, man. He, the role he played,
yeah,
it's a very nuanced
That's
role.
A tough one.
It's a very nuanced role, not just to get raped on camera, but all right. So after he got raped, and they looked in at him,
yeah,
and you know what I'm saying, he's a hardened guy right. from the streets. You know what I'm saying? And he's one of those type of guys that they got the 1,000 yard stare. That's, you know what I'm saying? Like, dead in the eyes.
Uh-huh.
Type. That's the type of role he played.
Uh-huh.
And so he looking at, he know these cats green. You know what I'm saying? He know they don't know shit. You know what I'm saying? They like little boys. And so when the cat did it to him and he landing there still tied up and these little boys looking at you. And just the you know, the shame in his eyes. You know what I'm saying? That he portrayed in that particular scene was like, damn. I felt that shit. I'm watching it again. I'm like, damn, he really portrayed that role in a way. Because it could have been like, you know what I'm saying, he got raped and he probably kept on trying to be hard or whatever. But to that shame that he had in his eyes, and then from the going forward, just how it affected him from that point on, just like his boy was like, man, what y'all did to him, man, whatever y'all did to him, man, it changed him. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
that was shit, it would.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And then when his boy like, man, why don't we just let this shit ride? Yeah, nah. You know, he never says, them niggas raped me.
Right.
He said they came in, they hit me with a baseball bat and trashed my house.
It's a deal point.
You know what I'm saying? But he ain't finna let this shit go.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? And all the way to when he got killed, he played that shit, man. I respect him as an actor, man. He played that shit.
You gotta go. You gotta commit.
He played that shit.
He played the shit. Shout out to that man.
He played that shit.
Good acting.
You know what I'm saying?
Good ass acting, huh?
What else? What else about that shit, man? That mean I ain't much else.
It's a good show, man. It's a good show. It's, I mean, shit like that. It's very hard to even still be jarring on television in 2018. You know what I mean? There's every so often there's sometimes on television where you're like, oh shit. You know what I mean? Like, right. Okay. Right. All right, you got my attention type shit. And you know, you took that risk, or you really, it was visceral.
Right.
You know, so.
And another thing, it's like, just like when you're watching that show.
Right.
And I was about to say this about Ghosts, but I was waiting for we talked about Snowfall. It's like how once everybody really understands that Franklin is the man with the plan.
Right.
And he get this shit on another level that we don't get.
Right.
And they fall back. Because at first, you know what I'm saying, everybody was still, you know.
Trying to do
doing their own thing and, you know, and pressing their weight, you know what I'm saying, even with, you know, with Leon and shit like that. But over time, you see everybody just defer.
And he started to delegate, too.
Right, he started to delegate. And then when he slapped the other dude and he pulled his pistol out, he looked at him like, what?
Yeah.
What you? And then Leon stepped in front of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But that's my point. I think Franklin's a better leader. Like, he's clear. He's clear. He's going
to
tell you.
It's new. Franklin going to have to do shit.
He might.
Just like, he's still taking these niggas into meetings. Where they causing it, they making it worse for him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They talking too much. You know what I'm saying? They doing too much. You know what I'm saying? His uncle talking too much. They ready to fly off the handle. And
they
it's
bugging.
Like, right. So at a certain point, he not going to be taking them to meetings. He going to delegate. It probably going to come a time where he going to delegate that shit to a point where they feel like, damn, this motherfucker making his own moves and shit.
I think what it is, I think the difference is... I think that Franklin has clearly stated and demonstrated from the very beginning, I'm the head of this operation. You know what I mean? And everything else, everybody else has to defer. You gonna be this cat. And it might be some friction.
And it wasn't like that in the beginning. It was like, it was him. He wanted his uncle to be down. His uncle didn't want to be down. He went and got Leon and the other cat, and they was equal partners. You know what I'm saying? And then, because when he wanted to bring his uncle in, he was like, well, you know what I'm saying? I already got to take care of Leon and the other cat.
But when did it defer? There was a point. There was like a moment where, there was a couple moments where the shit was like, it was clearly demonstrated. You defer to me. He said that he had a moment with Leon.
Right.
Where they had. Right.
He had to slap the other cat, Kev.
Right.
He had to tell his uncle,
listen.
You know what I'm saying?
It's all, it comes through me. He had to tell his moms.
Right.
I'm out here.
But see, we watching his come up.
Right.
We didn't see Ghost come up.
No.
We came in Ghost life. He was already rich.
No,
and out
point,
the game.
But this is my point. It feels as though Ghost makes it feel, but it's you, me, and Tasha, and we in this thing together.
Right.
And when I move, we move together. And this is the point of everybody is CC'd on the email
until y'all want to do some dumb shit that ain't gonna work.
Right, but rather than address that you did some dumb shit, and we're going to deal with it, nah, I got to start moving cause behind your back.
Because in real life, when you start dealing with it, it's fucking up the play. You ain't got time to be doing all that shit. Your boss ain't going to check in with you every time you want to make a move. He going to make the move.
Well, if he's the boss, he got to let us know that he the boss, and but it's going to be.
Again, we coming into Ghost's career when he out the game. He ain't even trying to be in the game. He making moves so that he don't have to get too far deep in the shit because everybody want him back in it all the way. All
right.
So it's two different – we in two different stages the career.
That's true.
We at Franklin. We in his mixtape era right now. He dropping his first album.
He early. But I like how he moves so far.
Right.
I like how he moves. He moves honorable.
He did that shit. He didn't even tell his uncle about sending his girl over there to fuck old girl from the club.
He didn't tell her that? I thought they knew.
His girl started just spending more time over there. And then he was cool with that. But he didn't tell him that he made that move.
Yeah, but it wasn't like he kept it from him. Nah,
he didn't keep it from him. He didn't tell him.
Nah, because he already knew.
He already knew what? He didn't know.
Is it Leon? What's my man saying?
No. Jerome did not. Jerome didn't even want to be in the coke gang.
Right.
He sent old girl over there so he could do, you know what I'm saying, his business and get back at the other cats in the gang.
So, she told him. Remember that? She said, yo, I know you don't want to mess with it, but I'm going in with Franklin on this. She communicated it to him. I'm going in with a boy. Trust me. I remember them having that hard conversation.
I'm fresh, dog. I've been fresh. I watched the whole shit back to back.
I just seen it. All right,
fair enough.
I felt like
Jerome was just kind of, he was with the loose lifestyle because, you know what I'm saying, I don't know the history of how she started messing with the girl.
Right.
But he was okay with the loose lifestyle.
Right. He wasn't
tripping
caught out there. He knew about it.
He knew once she started going over there, but he don't know why. She started going over there. And then in the beginning, when she took Franklin over there, that was behind his back.
Okay, maybe that.
You know what I'm saying? They've been making moves. All
right.
And you know what I'm saying? Franklin, I don't know how it's going to play out, but Franklin has his own relationship with his uncle's girl.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And she respect that shit because he
which
the man.
Which is cool, yeah.
He the man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's you know, everybody falling in line trying to make their way.
Right. And he been there. He been doing it for a bit.
I mean, for a few months now.
No, not Franklin. I'm talking about Pops. I mean, not Pops, Jerome. He's been doing it for a while.
Yeah, he's been out in the streets. You know what I'm saying? He's an OG.
Yeah, exactly. He wasn't doing that, but he was moving, and he know how to move out there.
No doubt.
He's still a guy. Yeah, I could dig it. It's a dope. It's a fucking.
I mean, even though I know it's, you know, it's fiction, you know what I'm saying? They, you know, exaggerate parts and shit like that. Sometimes it don't line up, like, with, you know, the timelines don't line up, but I like how they brought it all together. I like how they had RZA tell the story of how the crack formula, crack recipe came into play.
Oh, right.
Even though it was weird and all that, I like the storyline that they broke that shit down, how they broke it down.
RZA been in a lot of coke movies. I fuck with RZA. I like how RZA kind of he's still the RZA everywhere you go, but it's... You just say, all right, there you go, man, this guy. And he's good. He performs well. He's in, what was it, American Gangster doing this thing. I forgot that he was in Snowfall doing this thing, but he gets it off.
Yeah, he was like the pivotal character. He was the cat with the recipe.
With the recipe.
You know, it was
Bobby Digital.
It was very, very strong, strange how it all happened, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, you got to roll with it.
Yeah, it was
fucks with it. So I'm caught up. Shout out to everybody who encouraged me to watch it.
Yeah.
I'm caught up. So we all good.
Yeah, it's a good one, man. That's what's going on, B.
What's up, B?
I don't know. What's up with you, man? What you been up to?
Man, shit, it's about to be, you know, the new school year. Mm-hmm. So the kids about to go back to school. And so, like, for me, back to school is like New Year's to me. You know what I'm saying? How everybody set their resolutions.
I can take that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, because my dad was a teacher.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So my whole life has been kind of scheduled around
new fall season.
Back to school.
Yeah.
Back to school is this motherfucking January 1st.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So that's coming around. You know what I'm saying? I got, you know, I'm cleaning out all of the summer projects. The tours are winding down and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, okay, how are we going to move forward? So I'm in that mode of, you know, setting my goals and sending the kids back to school and shit. And then, so just clean the house. So I had to, my eyes was fucking with me a little bit. So I had to go get a new eye exam. I, you know, this is my first time wearing glasses. So I didn't know you had to get your shit checked, get your prescription redone every 2 years.
I didn't know that either.
So went in, shit. Of course, they had to change a little bit to my prescription or whatever, which means I got to get new glasses and shit.
That's cool, right? That's always the fun part.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. Yeah, it's fine. You know what I mean? But so now it's like, oh, shit, all right, now I got to, because when I did it, I was like, if I'm going to wear glasses, then my shit got to be cool.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
I got a couple of cool pack glasses.
Shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Wizard pack.
Now it's like, damn, I got to, you know what I'm saying?
Do it again.
I got to do this shit again. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's not like you can't go get the regulars
right.
after you done been, you know what I'm saying, the wizard.
Right.
So, so I, you know. I went and got my shit done. I went in and searched for some new glasses and shit. I found a couple pair that I'm going to go with my more elaborate ones and my more everyday ones.
Oh,
you know
shit.
What I'm saying? So I found some shits. And I bought them shits, you know what I mean? Then I know more about the lenses and, you know what I mean? Shit, what I need.
Formed now.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, the lenses I got now, like, this a tinted shade, but because of the coat that's on there, it allows more light in. So, like, it don't, when you put them on, it don't look like shades to me.
Right.
It look like shades to you, but it don't look like shades to me.
Oh, you look like, it's like you're looking through a regular
glass? Yeah, because it's like the same amount of light still coming in.
Interesting.
So, I ain't really know the name of it, but when I went this time, they told me what that was. So, I was like, I want that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And they got some shit where you do the HD lens, where the focal point, like in regular lens, the focal point is kind of like in the middle, and then it drops off towards the sides, some shit like that. So,
I like how you look to Matt. Like,
yeah, Matt been wearing glasses.
Oh, right. So, yeah, I thought just because he was white guy.
They got, they got some shit called the HD lens where the shit go all the way across. I don't know.
That
they,
shit crazy.
They upsell me.
They gonna, exactly. They're going to get you, nigga. And, don't you want to see better?
Nah, I'm like, fuck that shit. Run it.
Give me the premium package.
Run that because I don't know.
With the Bose speakers.
Yeah, hell yeah. But then I bought the glasses and shit. And then I took it home. Like, I got one pair that's being done now.
Right, in the shop.
And then the other ones, I'm going to wait for that to come back to see if the prescription right.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to put the other ones in. But the ones, look like the more fancy ones,
yeah.
I realize I got these glasses, but I ain't got shit to wear with these motherfuckers.
These shits is way too, doing a lot.
These shits do not fit with my current wardrobe and shit. So yeah. I'm like, damn, how
juxtapose.
You know what I'm saying? Now I gotta fucking figure out, okay, how I'm gonna make this look work.
So what's the look?
I don't know.
What you see it fitting?
I don't know yet, dog. I just thought I'm in a quandary right now.
I gotta see these shits.
Cause I bought them home.
Uh-huh.
I'm in the motherfucking mirror with the shits. And I'm like, this shit don't fit with what I got.
Oh man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how the fuck I'm gonna I got to level up.
Yeah.
Like Ciara said.
That's funny.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they more shiny.
Mm-hmm.
Like these, they black. You know what I'm saying? They all black. You know what I'm saying?
That's funny. Speaking of you in the middle, talk about glasses. Somebody just came in, lost their glasses, found their glasses.
Then you do not want to lose your glasses. That's one thing. I lost the pair of mine.
Uh-huh.
I swear for goodness, I will try never to lose another pair.
Why? Is it worse than losing your wallet?
It's just it's like losing your phone. It's expensive, man.
Okay. No, I didn't know if it was like, you start seeing, like, your fucking sight is impaired, so even more
I had
that.
Another pair, but
it's just, it's fuck your pockets up.
Yeah, that shit fuck your pockets. Okay. Shit, you know what I'm saying? Right. 500 in the game.
I'm trying to empathize.
You know what I'm saying?
It's just a pocket situation.
Yeah, it's a pocket situation. I don't want to, man. And then I kind of fucked these lenses. I fucked these frames up because I ain't know how to really take care of them. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? So they dull, and then, you know, they get ashy and shit. You got to olive oil and shit, and make them, you know what I'm saying, get them back fresh. But, you know, so I didn't know how to take care of them.
Yeah.
But now, after this particular run, I know better how to take care of them. Mm-hmm. The lady at the spot, when I went this time, told me why my shits get loose too fast.
What'd she say?
Because I take the shits off with one hand.
Oh, you're supposed to do the
You're supposed to take them off with two hands.
Treat it right.
Because if I take it off with one hand, you're pulling this side. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's pulling the other side.
Like vinyl.
And stretching it out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then it's too loose again. And you got to go bit. I showed her a picture of the frames I had. She was like, yeah, they bent right there. I'm like, how you? Like, yeah, I see it right there. It's because you take them off with one hand.
Oh, nigga, like, you in the next chamber of glasses wearer.
But see.
You're in the next chamber.
I'm in the next chamber. But see, then I realized that.
Did you even know that shit, Matt? Matt been wearing glasses all his life. This motherfucker did not know But he see, don't even listen to the podcast when he recorded. He's like, see, what you talking
but
about?
But see, this is what I realized. The shop that I went to, you know what I'm saying? They ain't really give me no information.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They took my test.
Yeah.
They charged me. Right. Blah, blah, blah. But they ain't give me no information.
They're not for the culture.
See, this time, I knew how to do it. Last time, I didn't buy my friends from the shop where I got my test. Uh-huh. I went and found my friends, and uh-huh. I took it, like, and they sent it off. This time, I knew I could do that. So when I went to the spot, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I just went by a spot to ask them about how the process go.
Right.
And the lady gave me so much fucking information.
Right.
And I'm like, shit, I'm coming back, and I'm going to do my whole shit here.
I fuck with her.
You know what I'm saying? Because she told me she, you know what I'm saying, was a black lady in the mm-hmm. shop at an mm-hmm. Atlantic Center.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, all right.
She like, oh, she looked at, I don't know, I guess a lot of people come there, work in certain places.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, yo, you which union your insurance with? And I'm like, what the, you know what I'm saying? So I'm on my wife's insurance for the medical.
Right.
And I told her the union. She was like, yeah, so you got that, then all you need is this, and this. Other spot, they didn't even know how to fucking do the shit.
They didn't know to do the knowledge.
So she had done broke the shit down that saved me $200 off the rip. So I was fine fucking with them. But then when I went in there, the other lady gave me all kinds of tips. She looking at my shit, like, yeah, you dog, dude. Yeah. See, you don't know how to take care of them.
Yeah. You in a new community now.
Yeah, so she broke the shit down, and you know, I just got to figure out how to wear the new look, cause it don't really fit with what I already got going. And I ain't afraid of leveling up or moving into a new space. It's just I forced my hand.
There you go.
Cause now them shits is straight up, in a straight up zone, different zone.
So tuxedo on your eyes,
not tuxedo. But the dance show ain't, you know what I mean? It ain't
a regular.
It just don't look like, it's not that it's more fancy, because all them shits cost around about the same.
They just got a point of view.
It's like, but the style, each style lends itself to a different kind of,
okay.
If you pay attention to that type of thing.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm rocking with, you know what I'm saying, a more, you know, nappy headed, Brooklyn bohemian type of, you know what I'm saying, neo-bohemian type of shit.
Right, right.
These shits ain't that.
Nah, what it is?
He's just like, yeah, I'm in this bitch. What's happening?
Okay,
where the checks at, man?
Okay,
all right. it's a real, you know, my man Charnay from Leisure Life.
Yeah,
told me when I got these first frames,
mm-hmm.
he told me, hey man, you need them director frames, man. You out here director, man. You need director frames, man. Like Martin Scorsese and them.
Right.
I'm like, man,
look the part.
I'm like, man, you right.
Uh-huh.
You right. So that's the style I went and got some director frames.
Right.
So now I'm on director frame 2.0.
Okay.
So you know what I'm saying?
And these new frames, they don't feel director frame 2.0 or these is?
Oh yeah, they're directed as Hollywood.
Okay.
Hollywood director. I was a New York indie director.
Right. Now
I'm a Hollywood director.
You're doing the festival circuit.
But I ain't dead yet. I gotta level up to that look.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you're on your
way. So I'm just planning that out because I need to do that anyway. You know what I'm saying? I need to do that. I need to do something different anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be better with communicating who the fuck I am. I don't think I have been communicating. I've just been letting whatever happens happen.
Right.
I think I could do a better job with orchestrating the conversation around who I am. I had to say it out my mouth.
Making your intent clear even in the presentation.
That
nigga didn't come to play.
Exactly.
Look at this motherfucking glasses. Look at
this motherfucking head.
I
mean, glasses is just the first part.
That's just part, but that's what they're going to say.
And then all the shit got to match that shit.
Right.
Right. Go ahead.
I forgot who I saw that shit. I saw one of the illest lies. I forget where the fuck I saw it. Somewhere on Twitter. It was horrible. Somebody said, nigga dressed like he dress out the hamper. It's just so specific.
That's how niggas used to live in college. You know what I'm saying? Shit halfway wrinkled.
You say, I got to get through today.
Might be clean.
That shit hit. anyway, yo, we talk about lenses. This is the last question.
Mm-hmm.
This could be a parting shot. Y'all could hit us on the Facebook or in in the SoundCloud comments or wherever. But speaking of lenses and all of that, they got the those shits is official. They got the they got these new contacts
mm-hmm.
that you could record with. them creating
Google Glass.
Yeah, like Google Glass, but they contacts.
Right.
So you could be recording people and people don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I think the shit is fucked up. Y'all let me know what y'all think in the comments. Are y'all with it? Y'all down for it? Whatever, whatever. Am I hating on the future? Anyway, speaking of the future, where you going to be until next week?
I'm going to be back to school, dropping kids off. No, well, shit. Now I'm going to be doing something for motherfucking Labor Day. Get my last week of summer in. That's what I'm going to do.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? And then back to school to the fresh new year. Come back next year with some new year talk.
Okay. There it is.
Next starts week with some new year talk.
Yeah. You know September starts a whole new season, huh?
Yeah, but, you know, you can check me out at the gram, Mr. Muhammad, at Mr. Muhammad, mm-hmm. on Twitter, at Mr. Muhammad. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Hit me up, man. Shout out to everybody that encourages, you know what I'm saying, us to keep going and, you know what I'm saying, giving us tips and ideas. So, you know what I'm saying? I hit everybody back, so you know what I'm saying? Just hit me up, and I'll be there, man.
Mm. There you go. Yo, I will be kicking September off, leaving August. I'll be at Bellevue, Washington this weekend at Parlor Live. Friday and Saturday, I'm doing 4 shows out there. Come through Bellevue, Seattle area. I fuck with the Pacific Northwest. Always a good time. Like the environment, like the air and all of that. I like having good times. So I hope I see some motherfuckers out there. You know what I mean? And shit, I think that's it. You know what I mean? Until next time, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation.
Yeah.
We out.
To be in the conversation.